Previously en route, the vagabonds have stumbled into the clearing of Red Mill, where an eerie governor, that's a governor from the Eyrie, I suppose I should say, stands under siege by a Marquisate army. Or is he? Thus far, the cats have deployed nothing more savage than a marching band. But the crippled rogue Shufti the Wolf reckons the governor is already fixing to pack up his valuables and leave. Derwent the Tinker has made friends with a local fellow badger, both a smith and a member of the Red Mill Choir. Bennett the Otter has secured an invitation to the Marquisate camp. Silas the Veteran is enjoying a chance to rest his feet. And Soren, a.k.a. the Salamander, is about to take on the role of a music critic. So, we will indeed pick up with Soren. So, you are, I believe, following the marching band back to their camp.
Yes, primarily at this stage, I just really want to work out where they keep the musical instruments. Because I have a plan. It's a half-assed plan. It's a plan that will end in tears, but I do have a plan.
So, the marching band are not paying any great attention to anyone behind them. As they approach the camp, you see there are a few sentries with whom they exchange greetings, but security is not high. Well, what roguish feats do you have?
I do have sneak.
Well, if you have sneak, then I won't bother about dice rolls. So you are able to stealth in after them in the gloom of evening. There are a variety of tents, including one very big tent. There are a fair number of campfires. The cats are sitting around. You recognise the look of a group of fighting men who are maybe getting a little bored and fractious and not having any action.
Oh, I'm sure we can fix that.
The instruments all go in one specific tent. They're all carefully stowed, laid on beds of straw, which you may find convenient later. And then the soldiers go off to another large tent, which, from the smell, you assume to be the refectory.
Marvellous. Well, having worked out which tent it is, I am now going to scurry off and head over towards the Eyrie encampment, or at least the manor house.
And the big manor house.
Yeah. What I want to do is find anything that is identifiable as belonging to the Eyrie, anything like a banner, an item of uniform, anything like that, that if it were, say, found at the scene of conflagration, yeah, just for argument's sake.
Okay, so let us move to Bennett and Derwent. It's growing dark. I think we'll go to Bennett next, as Bennett... Well, actually, Bennett, what are you doing? You have an invitation. Are you actually acting upon it?
Yes, I want to follow up my invitation with whoever I was invited to and have tea and crumpets, hopefully.
So you were invited to see the Major. So in fact, all unknowing to the pair of you, you pass each other on the road to the camp.
Very good. I'm a very self-aware otter. Then I head to the camp to discover this Major cat.
Okay,
Major.
So you see the same vista as Soren has just departed. I assume you're going openly.
Yes, of course.
In which case, you're stopped by the sentries. You show your invitation. They are guardedly cordial, and you are introduced to the big tent. And in the big tent, there is what you probably feel is somewhat of a weird-looking cat.
But why would I think such an uncharitable thing about them?
Because he's pink and wrinkly and has no hair.
Ah, surely I know of these Sphinxy cats, right?
I will. It's entirely up to you whether you find this unusual or not. But yes, this is Major Blaze von Sphinx.
clues in the name. I see. Very clever.
If you'll note, he's in the little pictures of the NPCs. In fact, he's almost top left. He wears armor. He wears very fine clothes under the armor. He has a remarkably large head of hair for a completely hairless cat, which you surmise to be possibly the finest wig you have ever seen.
How is he looking at me? Am I being greeted properly for a otter?
So there is a little table.
Yes.
And there are little cups.
Yes.
And a plate with little cakes.
Ooh.
And he is sat behind the table with a slightly strained attempt at a polite civilian smile on his military face.
Oh, I greet him extremely politely.
Ah, yes, you would be a leading citizen of Redmill, I understand.
That is correct, Major.
Splendid, splendid. So, doubtless you have full authority to discuss the surrender.
Surrender? Well, I am certainly open to...
That was a military joke.
Oh, of course, obviously.
Yes, it's all laughs here in the Marquisate, I assure
you. It looks very jolly, yes. We saw your matching band earlier. Very good. Lifted the spirits of everyone around.
Very kind, very kind. Now, and a somewhat more disreputable-looking cat in civilian clothes turns up and rather sourly pours you some tea and offers you the plate with little cakes on it.
I say thank you.
The cakes have a little windmill sort of imprint on them, you note.
These are very pretty cakes. What is this interesting marking on them? Beautifully done.
It's the baker, I think, all from the, maker's pride and so forth, something like that.
How marvellous. Is this an army baker or a civilian baker? Or how do you get bakers in the army camps?
Were they a gift, Morg? A gift? Yes, yes, Major. They were a gift from another upstanding citizen of Redmill.
Oh, how marvellous. I'm glad to see that you are getting a proper welcome.
Well, that's the thing. You see, you might have noticed as you came into the tent the rather large number of soldiers.
I thought that it was because you're very important. You cannot just wander around the countryside by yourself. You need a proper entourage.
Oh, they're very, very kind of you. Very kind of you to say, but no. Unfortunately, the Marquis, my personal friend, mm-hmm. you understand.
Mm-hmm. Naturally.
Is very concerned that you fine, upstanding people of Redmill are being exploited by those stuffy old birds of the Eyrie. And,
they are? Oh, no.
I'm given to understand so.
Gracious.
For which purpose we have come to offer the civilizing benefits of the Marquisate's assistance. Assistance? Yes, assistance.
Oh, that is very kind of you. But why would you put yourselves out of the way like this to help us in our little forest here?
Well, what this town needs is opportunity.
Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely.
It has good farming land, it has a mill, it has a smithy. Redmill could be a major commercial hub of the forest, and as it stands, it's a backwater.
It
needs the opportunity that comes as being part of something greater. Timber and goods from Redmill could be sold all the way to the heart of the Marquisate. The people of this clearing could be wealthy enough to afford luxury cloths and dyes, machinery, literature, all of the benefits of our...
Shiny things, jewels, jewelry, sculpture, bars of gold.
Indeed, indeed.
That does sound like an interesting idea. Why do we not have this already?
Because, my dear, they have yet to brush the, shall we say, the feathers from their eyes.
Is this a metaphor?
Morg, is it a metaphor? I'm not entirely sure of your meaning, Major. Just say yes. Yes, it was a metaphor. It was a metaphor.
Very clever, very clever.
Obviously, if it seems that the cruel iron talons of the Eyrie are sufficiently tightly locked about Redmill that this tyranny that you doubtless live under in your house, in your home, cannot be lifted by other means, then I do have orders to escalate matters. But as it stands, my hope is that upstanding citizens such as yourself and...
Escalate? Is this escalate a euphemism for murder?
Morg, was that a euphemism? No, Major. No. A literal. Doesn't that mean we go upstairs?
I think going upstairs is a very good idea. You will get a better view from up there to decide what you wish to do with the land.
I mean, I understood it's all little mouse houses. I didn't think they had any stairs. maybe the point, Major. Yes. upstanding citizens. Upstanding citizens, such as yourself and Yaffle Miller and doubtless a silent majority of people in Redmill that are tired of these birds taxing you and telling you what to do and so forth. A strong show, some banners, protests. You could organize this, I'm sure?
Protests, banners, well, as you say, we are a very backwater town.
If let us say a certain quantity of orange cloth with nice little sort of cat face heraldry was to find its way into your possession, say.
Orange cloth? High quality orange cloth?
Well, I mean, military grade. I suppose that's about that high quality morgue.
Where does this orange dye come from?
I understand it's the pumpkin farms at Ribbery. That's a long way east of here.
Gracious.
So, we can count on your support, then.
Oh, well, it certainly sounds all very sensible.
Absolutely, only for the good of the people and for no other reason.
It serves such a noble cause. Oh, gracious. And you're out here risking your lives for it. How brave of you. How majestic. Why is he the mayor person, and do you not simply ask them, because though I am obviously very important and influential, they are the most important and influential. Why have they not sat down for a lovely cup of tea and some...
Ludovic Hipparch is nothing but a lackey of the Eyrie.
Oh, are you sure?
Well, you are one of his citizens.
Oh, yes, of course,
You've seen his big house there with all the Eyrie banners. You've doubtless heard him make his vapid speeches.
I thought this was simply the way of things. Oh, no, you are opening my eyes to a whole new world and way of living. It is a lot for a simple otter to take in.
Oh, there's so much more in the world. The Eyrie has done nothing but lord it over this one forest. The Marquisate is part of a vast kingdom.
How are your roads?
Oh, roads. Yes, I'm very, very, we're very good with roads.
Ah.
I mean, it's difficult here in the forest because it's not good road territory, but in the Marquisate, all the roads you can eat. It's marvellous.
I have all the sorts of roads are very lacking here, but if you are prepared to make some proper roads, then I think that will go down very well with all the citizens. You should write out some of those little papers and stick them up on the doors talking about how you will make all the roads very good.
Roads? Are you getting this down, Morg? Yes, Major.
Yes.
I will have pamphlets printed immediately.
Yes, yes, very, very good. To get the people truly on your side in their heart and souls.
Do you want to see the printing press?
I would love to see the printing press.
He takes you to see the printing press. You have never seen a printing press before. Or probably you have never seen a printing press before. It is a machine that you put paper in one side and it brings out paper at the other side. Sometimes with words on it, it appears to be a bit erratic.
Is this magic? Are you wizards?
This is good Marquisate mechanics and technology.
Oh my.
It is the future, I'm informed.
And you have brought it with you to our little forest?
Yes. Look, here, have some pamphlets about... This is not the pamphlet about roads. Why is this not about roads? Because we haven't calibrated the press with the words for the roads yet. Have some pamphlets anyway. And he hands you more of the pamphlets you've already had that the marching band...
Thank you very much. What are the pamphlets about that I have been gifted with?
They are sort of generic pro-Marquisate propaganda pamphlets.
Oh, these are beautiful and not at all flammable. Thank you.
Only slightly misspelled.
Well, I think this has been an absolutely splendid cup of tea and cakes, Monsieur le Major. And I think that I should go and make my feelings personally known to the lordling, the mayor, and politely inquire as to... What's the problem is with improving the lives of everyone here?
Splendid, splendid. Here, have some cakes for your journey.
Oh, thank you very much.
Where is your address? I will have those leaflets dropped off. And the cloth.
Ah, excellent. At the moment, I am staying long-term at the ferret who has been neatly haircutted. I am not sure if I have got the translation right.
Jolly good. I'm sure Morg can find it. Morg's very good at finding things.
Yes. Yes. Thank you very much for all your generosity and hospitality. It was a pleasure to meet you. I hope that we meet again soon and I can assist in your noble cause once more.
The Marquisate thanks you.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, Derwent, do you intend to go to the choir rehearsals?
I think I better.
I won't find out anything if I don't. So, yes, I will follow that nice old badger and see what's going on at the choir rehearsals.
So, the Redmill Male Vorse Choir, meeting in the cellar of the smithy, is composed of Brogan, the badger, bass, and three mice, all of whom are soprano.
I wonder if you need a pleasing tenor.
It is entirely up to you if and indeed how well Derwent can sing.
I have brought a song. I call it The Pumpkin Army. It's sort of a metaphor.
Okay, there's a weird cooling off in the room.
Ooh, is that a draft in here?
Do you have the words?
Oh, I have the words. They told me that from birth. They said, oh, you got the words.
Do you have the words writ? Way we can see them.
Oh, no, that were a joke about a song. I'll sing whatever you want to play.
All right. Well, we are a quartet, so Jeremy, you're out. And one of the boys kind of shuffles off to the corner.
Oh, that's a bit harsh. It made me, yeah.
He's a mouse. Mice are all sharp. And he thrusts a bundle of song sheets into your hand, and they are all incredibly jingoistic, eerie songs.
Oh.
About how terribly wonderful it is to be ruled by such wise owls and noble hawks and so forth and so on. And they launch into them with gusto.
Well, of course, I will probably know some of these already because that is actually what I think.
Okay, well, you will fit right in then.
So
they are definitely the old songs back from before the Erie Civil War, when it was very much every mouse in his place.
It'd be, where be that blackbird? I know where he be. He be fighting for the Erie.
And it is a great shame that our listeners are being spared Liz's expression. Well, you're getting on with like a house on fire then.
I'm genuinely on side with this stuff, so I don't see what the problem is, honestly. Yeah.
So, by after a couple of hours sort of rehearsal, when and Brogan bringing in beer and cider, and the whole thing kind of degenerating into telling of fond stories and swearing of oaths. And I mean, is there anything in particular you would like to accomplish with these guys? Because you've absolutely got them.
You seem to be a humble but proud people here. I mean, what, is there much in the way of wealth hereabouts? Is there that big house in full of gold? What do you think?
Our noble governor has been forced, it is true, to raise certain funds from we of his loyal subjects, which we are happy to pay, in order to defend this clearing and other clearings from the depredations of the Marquisate.
And, well, I'd like to give some, what little I have. Where do I go and deposit?
If you have the time, tomorrow morning I shall introduce you to the governor as a staunch patriot. He will be pleased to see another of our kind, brother.
I would be delighted.
You've got a fairly good idea of the politics and the people in the town from your time here. So if at any point you want to ask a question about who is this or who will do that, then just drop that in and I'll let you know what you will have got from Brogan at least.
Okay.
So I'll go back to Soren in a second, but Silas, at the Shaved Ferret,
I like to imagine that he'd just gone in to get another round and came out with four drinks, five drinks as well for Shufti, and everyone is gone. Oh, well, I could eat an oven door if it were buttered. I'd just drink these myself. And Shufti, do you want some of this?
The Shufti is by no means averse to this.
Hey, you here, Mouse. You know menu.
The tavern mouse comes over, and you are shortly provided with a nourishing bean stew, which is apparently the local speciality.
Oh, it wasn't bad. Not bad at all. Now, you didn't see where me companions went when I disappeared in the pub to get these fine drinks, did you, Shufti?
My going in all directions at once.
Doesn't surprise me. I mean, they'll be back, I'm sure, but you were saying you reckon there was some money to be made around here.
Ah, oh, lots of money. Redmill was rich once, and it ain't rich now, and I reckon that's because all the money's in that big house.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah. You see that house over there? That little one? The little mouse one with the, the one with the kicked-in door. You can't miss it. They couldn't pay their taxes.
No.
And the one next to it, they couldn't pay their taxes either. Now, them taxes have gone one place only. They've gone in that big house, and that is where they're staying. And when the governor makes his move, they'll go with him.
Oh, I'm not standing for that. That's not right, that.
It ain't.
And what are these cats here for? They're all here to get governor's taxes as well, you reckon?
Yeah, probably.
Right, we'll have to act quick then.
The governor's a wily weasel. He'll get out before the fighting.
A weasel? I thought you said it was a bird.
I'm sorry, I didn't realise you was friends with weasels. I will take back that slur. He is a canny old bird, shall we say.
Silas looks really confused at this point. Oh, you don't say. Right. Okay.
Perils of animal metaphors in a world where everyone is an animal.
So we're going to have to act quick then. We have to get this weasel, this bird, or whatever he may be, in before he escapes town with all his taxes.
Well, my suggestion is this. If you try and take him in the town, he will have all his guards. If he is nipping out with the cash without wanting people to know that's what he's doing, he will not have all his guards. His guards will be staying here. He'll have maybe two in his secretary. You and your lads, if you ever find him again, could take him easy. I mean, like I say, I'd be there with you, only I am one leg short at the moment, and that doesn't seem likely to change in the near future.
I mean, that's fair, but I mean, what about all these townsfolk that he's basically robbed? I mean, that poor mouse over there with his kicked-in door and the one next to him, and I mean, all these folk, surely these taxes, that's their right-earned money. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not adverse to taking some of it, you know, for a job well done, as it were, but...
I mean, once you have it, I guess you do with it what you want. I mean, if I know Bennett, a certain amount will stick to her fingers. But that's just what? Wages for a job well done, isn't it?
I mean, all's fair, and I'm not going to take away someone's pay for a job well done. I mean, that's fair and that's proper. But, I mean, look at this place. I mean, this isn't much step up from the road we travelled in on.
I'm glad to find that you and I are of a like mind. You know, when I was young, I didn't give a stuff for people, these clearing folk. I skip from place to place with a song on my lips and someone else's purse in my pocket. But since the war, the joy's gone out of it. If you want to give these folk back what's been taken from them, well, you're all right by me.
Well, I'll drink to that. Bartender, hey, we'll have another round for me and my pal here.
The mouse bustles over. Here, do you know the flanstery. It's partly the word and partly the drink that is causing him the difficulty.
The flanstery?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a den of evil, is that right?
No. If you head that ways, he points roughly west,
pretty much to the forest wall, you'll find this building that's all fallen in. All them people what got kicked out of their houses, that's where they've ended up. There's some kind of monk or phalanster. They call themselves something like that. A phalansterist? Phalansterist. I don't, philanthropist? I don't know what the word is. She's looking after them. So if you wanted to actually give people back some, that's probably the best place to take it.
All right, well, that's good advice.
I will warn you, she is mad.
Oh, I wouldn't hold that against her, aren't we all a bit?
Okay, so the drink, the new drinks turn up. Shifty raises his mug.
And quaff them down. Well, I'm going to go for a bit of a wander. I'm going to go see if I can find my old companions, and if I can't find them, I'll head over to this phalansery place.
And you drain the last suds of your beer. And scratched into the bottom of the tankard, there are words. The words are, don't get involved, remember Longbarrow.
I think out of shock, he'll let go of the mug. And then he's immediately going to kind of spin around and see where, if anyone's looking at him.
Shufti practically falls off the bench, trying to give you space. You have the sole focus of absolutely everyone. Sitting out the front of the shaved ferret, including a very reproachful look from the mouse, the tavern mouse, whose tankard you've just smashed.
I'll settle up and then grab my things, glancing in all directions, head off, looking visibly shaken.
Okay. Soren.
Yes.
You go to the big house. There are great, big, eerie banners just draped from the front of that balcony.
Oh, absolutely.
The owner of this house is not shy about showing their allegiance.
Yeah, this is not a well thought out plan at all.
It's going to be very obvious.
Yeah, I mean, Soren's fine at this stage. He has his mask on, so no one's going to know who he is. So he's going to scamper up towards where one of those banners are hanging over the balcony and jump up, okay. Grab it down, or at least as much of it down as he can, and run off cackling.
Okay, let's have a dice roll first time. Okay. I would like you to make me a trust to luck roll. So two dice plus your luck. Let me know how you do.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to work out whether any of my moves play into this at the moment, but I don't think so.
I
right
think you
now.
Get an extra plus one because you are.
Oh, I'm wearing my mask. Yes.
Wearing a mask.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Okay. Oh, shit. Okay, well, that's an 8, including my luck.
An 8, an
one.
8 is actually a qualified success.
Yes.
So it's just to remind for the mechanics, it's 6 or less is a failure. 7 to 9 is a qualified success. 10 plus is a complete success. And there is also an option for getting 12 or more if you have a particular speciality in something. So you leap up, you grab hold of the enormously impressive-looking eerie banner, and it turns out to be slightly more securely fixed to the balcony than you were expecting. So you kind of hang there, just at the point a couple of liveried guards come round the corner to spot you, at which point it tears across the top, and you are on the ground with two enormous armfuls of rich sort of blue and gold cloth and the voices of the guards ringing in your ears.
Okay, so at that point, yes, I grab it, look back at the two guards cackling and say, "Follow the Marquisite!" and then run off into the darkness.
Okay. Right, so are we going to have one of those moments of ridiculous coincidence? Because at this point, Bennett, you're winding your way back from the Marquisate camp, just crossing that little bridge over the stream into the marketplace. Derwent, you are probably just about to take your leave from Brogan in the smithy, which is right next to that. And Silas, you're making your way into the marketplace from the Shaved Ferret, looking for your fellows, when a mysterious masked lizard, streaks past, trailing cloth and shouting for the Marquisate, with a couple of slightly portly and out-of-breath birds waving spears and chasing after him.
So, just for background, do we know that you're the masked lizard?
I mean, the way I've got it pictured...
Is this entirely surprising?
I imagine Sorin thinks that he's got one over on all of you, and you've never pieced together that he is secretly the salamander, despite the fact that he wears exactly the same clothes and he's the only lizard in the area most of the time. But he is, his identity is protected by this mask. So, of course you know it's him.
Which direction is he running in?
Running towards the Marquisate camp.
So, in fact, pretty much crossing with you.
Oh, Bennett. Splendid. Gracious. Okay. I take a step back on the bridge so that I am perfectly safe and not going to be hit and fall in the water, and watch with a great deal of dignity at this strange occurrence. And when the if the guards are still pursuing, I go, oh my goodness, he's Vendizatve! It was terrifying. Thank God you're here to save me from the strange salamander.
Okay, Derwent, your actions. You kind of hear a depressingly familiar voice shouting for the Marquisate.
I'm only saying he went that way because they can literally see him. So I'm looking helpful whilst giving them actually no new information.
I will indicate to the guards, catch that lizard, whoever he may be, and I'll blunder into their way while trying to egg them on.
Excellent. Okay, and Silas, you're a little more distant than the other two, I think. But
so if these guards are chasing after the salamander, does that mean that the entrance to the mansion is now less guarded?
It does. Interesting observation.
I love it when the plan comes together.
Okay, so, I mean, is that your action, is to take advantage of the distraction?
The least sneaky player with a 7-foot-long greatsword and clanking plate armour is going to sidle through the shadows and push his way into the mansion. Yes.
Okay. Now I appreciate the subtlety of your plan, but I was hoping you'd all come with me. I've got an appointment to go there tomorrow morning. I don't know if you want to join me.
Well, opportunities for the transfer of this information will probably have to wait.
Right.
And looking at the map, I'm guessing I'm quite far away from you. So like the blacksmith is like the other side of the square.
Oh, okay.
Near the camp, and I'm coming in from the east side, so you're on the west side. So I think...
Koei!
So, if it's dark and empty, we can probably hear the clanking.
Yeah, well, you probably definitely can. Absolutely can.
What is a terrible noise?
Scott, I would like you to make another attempt to roguish feat roll to see how cleanly you can get away.
Okay.
Which will be based on finesse. And Paul, Derwent, if you are getting in the guard's way, that's presumably assisting Sorin's escape. So if you will mark one exhaustion, Sorin, you can get an extra +1.
Okay.
Can I just check from last time? I've got 3 out of 4 exhaustion marked and 3 out of 4 depletion marked.
I think you should only have 2 out of 4 depletion marked.
Is that all of us are supposed to have that?
Because everyone should have 2 and 2, and you've got an extra exhaustion because of your armor.
Okay. Oh, but not a depletion. Okay.
Okay. So that is 8 total.
8 total. That is good enough. And in fact, although it means that they are closer on your heels than you would like early on, it also means that they get a very good look at where you are going, which is possibly all part of the plan anyway.
Mm.
So they very much see you kind of vanish into the market. Well, you take the inverted commas as read. They certainly see you vanish into the Marquisate camp.
Marvellous.
Which I suppose actually throws up an entirely new set of problems. When you get towards the Marquisate camp, what do you do? Because, of course, the Marquisate aren't exactly expecting a masked lizard with a with an eerie banner.
Yeah, I mean, the sensible thing to do here would be to, you know, divert my path somewhat and then sneak into the camp and do all this surreptitiously. But of course, I'm not going to do that. So what I'm actually going to do is, as I run into the camp, I'm going to splash a bit of lamp oil onto the banner, set fire to it as I'm going, and then just throw it onto the tent where, oh, in fact, into the tent, ideally, where the musical instruments are, while shouting, "For the eerie!" And then run off again.
Okay. You appear to be adding all the dice rolls. That is most certainly a wreck something.
That would be arsonist, I'd say.
That would wreck something by extreme means, which would indeed be arsonist. And
which means I roll luck. Yeah. So I'm rolling plus three total here. Oh. That's a 14.
To 14. Right. So you don't know what else they were storing in that tent. It may have been the military rum ration. But not only does it catch fire very quickly, but even as you are legging it through the roused Marquisate camp, it goes boom and fires a tuba over your head at almost at lethal speeds to lodge in a tree some distance away.
Oh, I never knew a tuba was a percussion instrument.
You leave the Marquisate camp in utter chaos with cats running out. The fire has already started to catch on other tents. They are frantically kind of throwing buckets of water, or in one particularly ill-advised case, a bucket of rum on the flames. The entire Marquisate presence is utterly disrupted. If only there was some sort of actual eerie army at your heels, they would probably rout the cats all the way back to the Marquisate borders. As it is, the cats are going to be spending a sad and soggy night under the trees, most likely, as the bulk of their tents have gone and much of their supplies. That's what we're here for, a 14. I'll go to Silas, who is actually doing something constructive in a moment. So we'll have Bennett and Derwent together, and in fact, for that matter, the two eerie guards who have kind of slowed to a stop. You see this enormous bloom of fire, and moments later, this resounding sort of thundercrack of explosion. There is probably a trumpet mouthpiece whistling over your heads, even at this distance.
Oh, that's not something you see every day.
And for that matter, Brogan the smith and his mice accomplices come out from the smithy, and you all just stare at this colossal inferno of Marquisate property that is going on at the tree line.
I should say he seemed quite competent 20 minutes ago.
who were that masked lizard?
Silas, as you can expect, the goings on have caught the attention of the governor and his staff. They line the balcony and just stare and exclaim and eventually start kind of rejoicing and celebrating and cheering. And obviously some sort of blow has been apparently struck for the eerie. Presumably they're not sure what's gone on. You hear a lot of speculation, but they obviously weren't aware they had allies like that. But they'll take it. That does kind of mean you have the run of the mansion house while they're all out there.
So I think Silas is still visibly shaken from reading what he saw in the bottom of the mug. So as he kind of approaches the door, he will turn around and just see if anyone is following him.
Okay, well, let's have a read a tense situation. So that's a roll with cunning. As you quickly scan the... Because, I mean, obviously, a lot is going on. A lot of people are there. Will you pick out the suspicious figure?
So that's 8.
A mass of mice have just kind of popped their heads out. And what on earth is going on? There's a fire, there's smoke, there are explosions, there's sound of angry cats. And across the tops of all of their little mice heads, there is a cloaked figure who is not looking at the explosion. They are very definitely looking at you. A moment later, they turn and dash off into the shadows. You catch a glimpse of a beak. They are some sort of bird, therefore, presumably, or in disguise, with a fake beak. So yes, there was someone, but they have very definitely seen you see them, and now they are gone.
So one of my moves is to try and reach someone. So it's crash and smash. So it's smash your way through scenery to reach someone. Can scenery be...
Well, you can smash your way through a crowd of innocent little mice if you would like. I mean, if you can get a... If you can get a 10 or more, then I'll say you can do it with kind of minimal damage to mouse and limb, but... You will trample a lot of mice on the way otherwise, because it is not exactly scenery.
I think he will charge towards them, but when he realises, you know, as he tries to sort of crash through, he's not going to step on the mice, so he'll be trying to sort of maybe sort of run and come to a sudden stop, skidding by a huge group of mice. Then he'll try and work his way around them and, I guess, potentially lose this bird or...
Okay, I mean, on the basis you got the kind of the mid rank of roll, by the time you get there, they are gone. Not even a feather left where they were. But you definitely feel eyes on you from the darkness. Soren, after your inflammatory escapades, what are you doing?
I'll duck into a bit of undergrowth, first of all, take my mask off, and then just saunter back to the pub and sit down and order a drink. Trying to pretend like I've never left.
Yes, and that you don't smell very strongly of smoke.
Yeah. Well, Soren is not very details-oriented.
Is it safe to assume that you all end up back at the shaved ferret?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
You missed all the excitement. It's odd how we never see you and that masked lizard in the same place.
Oh, what masked lizard is that?
The same masked wizard we saw on the wall about a day ago. You know, when there was that huge fire.
Oh. You keep talking about this masked lizard. I'd really like to meet him someday. He sounds very exciting.
You said that last time.
Why can't I verbalise eye rolls?
We should have some form of musical contest and guess who the boss lizard is.
Does anybody want any cake? I have brought cake back from my very exciting adventures. Very good. I had some with tea, but I am sure they also work with the alcohol. Which, they will soak up the alcohol. You will be less hungover in the morning. Cake for all.
I'd love a cake, but just hang on, Derwin. There's been a clue. There's been an happening. Related to, it's a long battle.
Why?
I got a message in my pint. It said, remember long barrow.
Must have taken a while to engrave that.
What's the dickens?
There was a bit more to it as well. It basically said, don't get involved.
How is this in your pint?
It was, yeah. As unlikely as that sounds.
Are you sure?
Was this a metaphor?
Did you have maybe many pints?
Well, I did have a few pints, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Maybe see this message?
Well, I dropped it right after I read it, unfortunately. There's probably bits lying around, so hang on, there's a bit down here, look. And he'll try and pull a bit of grass out of the bit of glass off the grass.
There'll be fine engraving.
What you were trying to tell me is someone took the time to engrave this in a... What is this thing? Is this glass? Is it paper?
Clay. Ceramic.
Clay. Ceramic clay. Carefully enough so that the ceramic did not crack. And it is a message to you. So, they have got hold of this clay pot, and since the time before when we sat down here and you ordered drinks, they have carved this long message in it and brought it out. Did you ask around to see if you saw anyone carving into one of the cups?
Well, I did see a mouse with a bird's beak. Or something. It might have been a weasel.
And there's the one who carved into the cup?
Well, I guess, I don't know. He ran away when I tried to chase after him. And then I stepped on another mouse's tail. Then I tripped over another little mouse. And then, well, here I am.
Are you sure that wasn't carved into the tankard already? Because if you think about it, you'd have to do that while the clay was wet, and then they'd bake it. And is that maybe like a commemorative mug?
That is a good point. Because I think, have you ever tried to carve into ceramic and not have the ceramic smash into pieces?
Well, it would be a pretty grim commemorative thing. Everyone at Long Barrow was massacred. I don't think the mouse or birds around here would be carving that into the thing. It'd be like...
Fear boggles the mind, but we must accept such things.
Okay, I wish to speak to the proprietor. And to the customers, and to see if they saw anyone carving in any of the mugs. And also, I would like a mug and to try to carve something and see how easy this is so we can discover if this is a special skill that someone must train in. And then we can track down broken pottery pieces in the area so we can discover where they have been practicing this ridiculous skill.
Okay, so...
Oh, hang on, I've got a skill here called Strong Draw. Is that the same as drawing into... No, sorry.
Next week in Dungeon Master's Nightmare.
Bennett, if you were to take a sharp implement and had a very steady hand, you can scratch things in the bottom of a mug. You have nimble fingers. You could write probably 4 or 5 words as were found. So that is entirely doable. So you quiz the landlord. As you do, I'd like you to make a try to figure someone out roll, which is, I believe, charm-based, which is one of your strong suits.
I had charm there. I'm using charm, right?
Yes.
That's my only thing that I roll for, truly.
Yep. So two dice plus charm. Let me know what you get.
Okay, come on. Oh, double six, man. 15.
Double six.
Nice.
Plus 3, 50.
Right, okay.
Hello, you're my best finder.
The landlord professes to know absolutely nothing about how anyone has been writing things in his mugs. And then you stare at him a bit and he said, oh, well, it was obviously those mouse kids are always doing silly pranks like that. He absolutely knows something and he is absolutely not wanting to tell you, but you are a much better reader of people than he is a liar.
Also, I have small cakes. Can I tempt him with a cake?
He is not tempted by the cake. You think he is quite scared of someone. And there, with that mystery, we will leave it.
Wow, I'm impressed that rambling on in utter nonsense produces actual information.
I am never going to run a dungeon for you. My God.
I think he's talking to you, Joe.
Look at this scenery. Look, it's just paper. Look.
Why are you being so rude to Joe? What did he do?
Anyway, thank you very much, everyone, for playing. Thank you, everyone, at home for listening.
What? I was committing to my character.
Thank you, everyone, for playing, and thank you, everyone at home, for listening. We'll be back very, very soon with the next exciting Roots episode. If you cannot wait till then, please do check out our Patreon at patreon.com/HowWeRollPodcast, where you can find early access to all our shows and a whole load of Patreon-only content, including Call of Cthulhu scenarios, GM'd by Scott here, and some very, very cool Cult Divinity Lost games, which, again, I highly recommend. If you'd like to get hold of us, please find the podcast on Twitter at HWR Podcast, and on our Discord, which is very much the hub of our social media community. There's links to that in the show notes. We have a Facebook page, a Reddit page, and you can email us directly at howwerollpodcast@gmail.com. You can find me on said Discord or on Twitter at Joe the GM. Again, thank you so much, Scott, for playing. Where can people find more of your stuff?
Oh, thank you, Joe. Yes, if people want to get hold of me, you can find me on the How We Roll Discord. You can find me on Twitter, where I'm S. Dorwood. Or if you want to hear some of the other podcasting stuff I do, then check out The Good Friends of Jackson Elias, where Paul Fricker, Matt Sanderson, and I talk about Call of Cthulhu, weird fiction, horror films, other RPGs, and whatever else pops into our head, really. But in a more structured way.
Fantastic. And Paul, again, thank you so much for joining us. I've been reading through London Falling for the last 2 weeks. Oh, I'm very much enjoying it, so thank you. Where can people find more of your stuff?
Everything I do is on paulcornell.com.
Fantastic. And again, Liz, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Can people find more of you?
I'm on Twitter at LM Miles, and I have a badly updated website at www.elizabethmiles.com.
And last but by no means least, again, thank you so much, Adrian, for taking us through this adventure. Where can people find more of your stuff, other than, of course, Flotsam and Jetsam on How We Roll podcast?
My variety of books should be available where books are to be found. Probably most recently, Eyes of the Void, which is book two of the final architect in my space opera series. And my website is adrianchaikovsky.com.
Thank you so much. I will be back very soon with the next exciting episode. Again, if you cannot wait, please do check out patreon.com/How We Roll Podcast.
Oh, thank you for that. That really cheered me up.
That's a lot of fun.
I'm just deeply offended that Paul doesn't want to run a game that I'm in ever in his life. Adrian thinks I'm delightful.
This is nothing. You should see what we do to poor Scott.
There you see.
He's lost a lot recently.
Oh, yes.
Although I feel I did that more to myself than anyone else. Oh.